And I believe we are live. Okay, hi again, Hill. How are you doing?
Ready to answer questions, right?
Yes, ready to answer questions and all this. I mean, ready for everything. It's not just a question, it's the maintenance that is now lying in front of you. So,
that's not only today.
I mean, it's a rare thing indeed, because you might not be able to see it on BBB. I'm checking in, but we've got Eeyore, obviously, but we also have Bastien and also Karsten in the room. So we have three maintainers of org mode right there in the room to answer all your questions. So it's a rare occasion, and I invite all of you to seize the day on this. Eeyore, do you have anything maybe to say before we start moving into the questions?
Well, I hope that I said everything I wanted. Hello, Bastien, during the presentation. Well, actually, I can say a lot more, like infinitely, because when I just recorded it, it was like 1 hour. So yeah.
I mean, you did. I'll just let you know. You did a fine job condensing everything in just 40 minutes. So congratulations on this.
Yeah, usually 1 minute per slide is the best way. Otherwise, it's something that's wrong with this presentation.
Right. So just moving into the question, and by the way, we've got 20 minutes. We might be able to chat a little more if Bastien wants to say something as well. And Karsten, you know, feel free to intervene at any point during the questions if you've got anything to contribute, or our voice will just shoot the breeze later on. So the first question is relating to something you said about 10 minutes 34 that might speak more to you than to me. Is the track changes item about the org element parser?
Yes. The track changes is a new library that helps to receive changes in buffers incrementally. So, like, you can, it has API that where you can request what changes happened in buffer since last request, chunk by chunk. And in org mode, in org element parser, we do pretty much the same thing, but using timers. So the track changes library should improve things first, because it's a bit faster, because we don't need to like handle every single change, and track changes can agglomerate changes into chunks much more efficiently. And second, it's a built-in library, so it's a good idea to use built-in library when there is such an option, instead of rolling out our own implementation.
Definitely. Moving on to the second question, although I'm not sure it refers well that much to what you can do. Could you please keep ISE alive? And I prefer it to Matrix. I mean, you did talk about ISE, right? But did we talk about phasing it out?
So I try to be live on IRC, but I use mobile client for IRC to keep connected. So I usually connected. I usually see messages, except certain times when I don't have mobile internet.
Right, okay, that's why many people will tell you, you need a bouncer and all this, but the ISE crowd is very loud.
I just don't know a good bouncer. Yeah, so.
Right.
I don't have a good setup for bouncer.
Okay.
If someone can recommend, I would be happy to follow.
Personally, I use WeChat usually to stay connected to, it's obviously a client for ISE, but it also allows you to, you know, you can keep it as a bouncer, but it's not in Emacs.
I don't have a computer that is running 24 hours, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's WeChat, the thing, I do have a server to run enough. Yeah. All right, moving
that's
on
why
to
I
the
say mobile, that is what is running 24 hours.
Right, okay. All right, moving on to the third question. Is there any plan for adding support for other modalities of Node-like and written audio and et cetera? Would that be interesting to the community? It will definitely be useful for me.
Okay, so this is not the idea I hear frequently. So there's no plan for such thing. Modalities of notes like handwritten audio. I think John Kitchen did some handwritten note helper
so
functions. John Kitchen, yeah. And for audio, I think as well. So basically, you can use attachments. You can use images to paste. I think John Kitchen even uses Tesseract to automatically recognize nodes. I think the previous speaker was talking about Whisper to recognize voice, right? Otherwise, there is no special workflow, and I'm not even sure what we can do to support this workflow specifically.
Yeah, it definitely feels like Augmod is a good format for textual stuff, and a lot of things is textual. I mean, that's the whole philosophy behind Emacs. But when it comes to voice, it feels like it's... I think the person asking the question probably need to specify what they mean by voice. Is it just raw note-taking, as Blaine mentioned in the previous talk, or is it something else? Feel free to add up to the question and we'll return to it later on.
Sure.
This is Carsten speaking. I think this is kind of related to drag and drop, right? Isn't it? I think you would be like to be able to have an audio file and drop it in and have it translated to text. I think that could be an interesting API to do this, right? So that you integrate it into something like drag and drop.
Drag and drop is supported since Org 9.7. So we have this
But I believe what Carsten is alluding to is the fact that not just for pictures, but imagine if you were bringing in an audio file, maybe you could, I mean, I'm not sure it would work with Whisper, but transcribing it in a way and inserting it as text, although I'm not sure how we would be able to do this. But it's an interesting idea, though.
It can work if you write some kind of automatic speech recognition. Like it's not really a job for Org. If you have some library that can transform audio to text or transform image to text in Lisp, then we can happily use that library.
Definitely. But I can tell you that Whisper is not something that works very quickly. We do use Whisper AI to transcribe some of the talks that we broadcast during EmacsConf. And I can tell you it takes a fair while. If you have a video that lasts 1 minute, it's definitely going to take more than 1 minute to try to transcribe the video.
That's
we have to wait for a few years until there's a faster way.
Probably, but it's good to have the ID now so that we are ready eventually to do this.
There is the new asynchronous IP. It's called Org Pending. It's work in progress, and that basically allows to defer inserting text into Org buffers until later, and while it's been worked on, it will basically highlight the place where it will be inserted, and you can click on it, see the progress and stuff like that. So this is for Babel, but I imagine for things like voice recognition, it can also work as long as it doesn't take hours.
All right. Eyal, what I suggest we do, we're going to field the two questions that we have now, and then it'd be nice if we could hear a word from Bastien and from Carsten as well, because it's rare to have all of you three in a room, and it'd be nice maybe to chat a little bit about this. So quickly, with the last two questions, with regards to IETF standardization, have you looked at Carl Voice Org Down?
So, of course, there was a discussion on the mailing list. And there was a lot of pushback to this idea, especially to simplifying the syntax. So in short, the conclusion from there is we want the full syntax. We don't want to have things like different versions of Org mode. But for the syntax, we may specify different like coverage. So for example, it's a minimal, as a minimal support, so people can, there's some parsers or apps can support just whatever Carl calls Org Down, like level 0 or level 1 or whatever. But the key point is when it goes to IETF, we want to have the full syntax. We don't want to split it into pieces which are independent.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, and the last question we have for now. About a year ago, we discussed switching new documentation from TechInfo to Org. Do you still consider this?
It definitely contributed to some of the ideas about syntax. For example, the inline special blocks, I think about them with this in mind. So basically, one clear thing, we don't want to complicate Org syntax. We don't want to have special built-in support for variable or, I don't know, function name or all this kind of specific markup. But instead, the idea is to have some generic custom syntax. And then when it goes to software modules, we want some like optional library that will provide certain syntax extensions, like inline special block for variables, inline special block for acronym and stuff like that. Then people who want to use org mode for manuals should be able to use that new markup to achieve what they want. That's a distant idea. But the key point is we want to keep org mode as generic syntax. We don't want to specialize it for software specifically. But generic in the sense that it can be used for software as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your answer here, and that was very enlightening. But I'd first like to give the mic to Bastien, who might need to leave shortly. And I just want to make sure that you get to chat a little bit, Bastien, because it's a big thing. We've had you as a maintainer for however long now?
Well, officially it was 14 years, but obviously Ihoy has been doing much of the groundwork as a de facto maintainer for several years now, I believe for 3 or 4 years. And before Ihoy, there was Nicolas Guazi doing a lot of work, also Kyle Meyer, who is still active, backporting Emacs changes. So it's been it's a relief that we can do things properly, that I didn't gave up before someone could really step up. I'm glad we're doing this, and I'm glad there was so much help during the time when I was not available enough.
Well, thank you, Bastien. I think on behalf of the community, I think I'd like to extend a big thank you for all the work you've done throughout those 14 years. And if we pull the rope just a little more, before those 14 years, we had someone else maintaining org mode, well, not actually just maintaining org mode, but also inventing it. Carsten, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. A really great opportunity to be here. First, I would like to start by indeed thanking Bastien, because I mean, he was not only maintainer after I stopped, but already during the time I was there, he was one of the key contributors who helped the project along for quite a bit. So it's an incredible investment of time and energy that Bastien has shown, which is really fantastic. And now I see Ihoy taking over with, as far as I can see, deep knowledge and all the right ideas about philosophy. So I'm really impressed. For me, this is really totally amazing, because I started hacking this more than 20 years ago. And to just see that there's a community that has sustained itself with the help of new maintainers for such a long time makes me extremely grateful. So thank you very much to all of you.
Okay, well, amazing. I mean, I'm a little flustered, I must admit, because I'm seeing three pillars of the community in a way that have kept me busy with very fun stuff to do with org mode. And it's really amazing to see three giants of the community we've been able to maintain org mode for so long and contribute so much to it. So again, thanks to all of you three. I must also admit that it's really amazing for me that all of you three stress the importance of the community a whole lot. And I know that Bastien, you've talked about maintaining software last year at EmacsConf, and even today during the 1 minute little chat that you did in EOS chat, you know, you stressed the importance of maintenance and to be future oriented about it. I'm kind of wondering, why do you think community is so important to org mode in general? Like, obviously we've talked about maintainers and we talk about volunteers, but don't you think there's something more about community in general, about org mode and the fact that we are all taking notes and doing so much with it?
Yeah, asking me?
Go on, please.
Okay. No, I remember Carsten made his point during the Google talk about the core idea of org mode, about mixing note-taking and to-do manager. It was really powerful. And also in the same presentation that 98% of the features were organically developed as ideas by the community. And Iho just said the same today in the presentation, like most of the features, not only the ideas, but also the code came from the community. So that's why the community is so rich. And another thing is also that I do remember, now everyone is having kind of an open source fatigue and questions about how is it okay to be a maintainer? How do you keep open source project sustainable? And I'm saying open source on purpose with this audience to see beyond just the small GNU project and the small free software community. So at large, there is some sense of fatigue. And I remember that the org community, right from the beginning, had a reputation of being an amazing community. And I think it was, it continues to be one. And I'm amazed that sometimes when I have this fatigue of moderating emails from the mailing list, for example, and filtering out spam. And then I go on the list and I read some emails and I feel like, okay, this is still there. And it's really a boost of energy. I wish this reputation outside org mode, outside Emacs, of being a nice, welcoming community of knowledgeable people talking of things and learning from each other, that we can keep up with this pace.
Yeah, maybe if I can just add to this, I think you're making an extremely important point, Bastian. I think that was really, from the beginning, something that was really special. And I think the reason why the org community still works is that first me, but in particular also the two of you and more people have been able to keep up the friendly spirit in this community, because we had very few fights on the mailing list. There were a few at some point. We had a few contributors with a little bit of fights. And I remember that I, for example, had to invest a lot of time to keep that one under control, but I think it was totally worth it, because as a group, as a whole, I think it was really fantastic how friendly people always were. And I think that has spurred all the contributions that we had, because if you're in a toxic environment, you will not be willing to stay and to invest all that time. And if you're in an appreciative environment where people support each other, it's a completely different game. So I really think that OrgMood is a great example for open source projects that many other communities can learn from.
Well,
I personally
If I may just interject for a second, because we need to go into the next chat for the live stream. But as usual, I invite you, if you're interested with the discussion, we are staying on BBB, asking questions to Bastian, to Ior, and to Karsten. So feel free to join on BBB and chat with them live. The stream will be moving on to the next chat, but we will be recording the Q&A and posting it afterwards on EmacsCon. So I'll use the opportunity to thank you again, all three, for taking part in this EmacsCon. And enjoy the discussion, and we'll see you later.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What I was starting to say, actually, is I feel that OrgMod community, and to the big extent the Emacs community, is a bit like research in the early days, when there was a bunch of enthusiasts who just exchanged mails together and tried to find out something new. And there was like no feeling of competition or too much competition that time, unlike now when we all rise for funding and stuff. So it's really nice to have community that has this spirit, and I hope it can keep this spirit in future as well.
Yeah. So I've no doubt. I'm very optimistic after. Actually have not been reading the emailing list for quite a while, and but I started to read it again a little while ago, and I could just see you also working on it and see how everything was going. It made me extremely happy to see that, and made me very proud that this is still ongoing. Yeah, I was interested by about your point about the tables with multi-lines. My unsolicited advice is don't do it, because I think it's going to be a mess. which I think is reflected also by you saying that really nobody has a good idea on how to do this. I've certainly thought about it.
It is requested so often. It's requested so often that it feels like it would be nice to come out with something. The question is, is what? Yeah, that's a big question. Because I know these ASCII docs, for example, and they do have multi-line cells in tables, but that syntax is so ugly.
No, exactly. I think this is a problem. And the question is, how far do you want to develop OGMO to be a completely full authoring system in the sense that you have all these options there? Because I think, to me, the OGMO tables have a specific application. They have this fast way of building something. And if I would have to go and build a hugely complicated table with different numbers of columns and the columns going away and appearing further down the table, so I would probably go somewhere else. So for me, this seems to be overkill. So I don't want to curb anybody's enthusiasm, but I think it's really important to keep this the kind of functionality that it has. It's very easy use and quick ability to do something interesting. That I think is more important.
I totally agree.
There could be reasons to not do something.
So, again, the thing is, we don't have a good idea. But what I know 100% is that we are not going to give up the existing syntax.
Yeah, no.
For sure. So, even if you come up with something good, the existing syntax will remain working. And if people who need to use simple tables, they should remain, like it should remain possible in exactly the same way. But I know many people struggle and try and LaTeX and other workarounds just to create more complex tables. So there's clearly a demand. And if you can satisfy
I think this is related to the other question that you asked earlier. I think it's related to the question about the different parsers. That of course the way the tables are implemented now is by basically just looking at what's around you and doing the right things with this regular expression based part of the parser, and you probably would have to fully use the other parser and do all the changes in the formal structure in order to do something like this.
So I have to be honest that
I don't understand this well enough to really have a meaningful idea about it.
Not only that, we'll also need to rewrite the spreadsheet functionality because it is completely using regular expressions.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Not only idea is missing, the clear roadmap will be very complicated if you get there.
Yeah. I mean,
I do remember.
Go ahead, Bastian. Sorry.
Sorry, there's a lag. I do remember Richard Stallman saying that OGMOD was doing too much. So my answer was just coming from the inventor of Emacs. I took it as a compliment for OGMOD, but of course that was just humor. And I agree that that the simple things should keep being simple. And I like the custom syntax idea of Juan because it goes in the direction of flexibility while keeping things simple. And and looking forward to what people will come up with.
I love the idea that you want to formalize the syntax. I think that is really very good to also submit it. I think that would be excellent.
I think it's proposed by Timothy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really.
Bastian, you are still talking. I think.
No. Yeah, just wanted to say also for the younger Emacs users, there is a lot of new things in Emacs the last 5 years. It has been so exciting. I believe it's exciting for OGMO too, the things you mentioned about track changes, native compilation and all that stuff. That's really good. Like some performance problems that we had for OGMOD for the agenda and stuff like that were suddenly solved by the crazy amazing work by Eli and Emacs maintainers. So it's really exciting for OG as well. I don't know how you feel Ihor about this, but I know you are reading the Emacs Devil mailing list and keeping this is is a job in itself, but it's really exciting for everyone, I guess.
Not only that, I hope we can upstream RQL, which will speed up agenda specifically even more.
Okay, I need to fly away, but it was really nice connecting, and
yeah,
I hope everyone has a great conference.
Bye, Bastian. It was so good to see you. Thank you again for everything that you've done.
Thanks to you both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Is it only the two of us now? Ihor, maybe? I don't really know who else. Can you see if there's anybody else in this room? I don't know.
There are like 2, 4, 6 people, and Sasha is one of them, so probably 5 people.
Oh, Sasha's here. Okay. I haven't heard her say anything, but I see her in the chat. Okay. Is that the same room, basically? Hi, Sasha. Good to see you.
Oh, okay. There's also Etherpad, so we may want to finish other questions, maybe, if there are some.
This is just a historical question, but Carsten, I think you used Micro Emacs back in the day. Did that have any influence on Org?
That is a really interesting question. I used Micro Emacs as my first version of Emacs, and then I stepped over to Emacs. I actually did two things at the same time. I also was working with, is it pronounced Org or so? So AWK, basically, that language. And that I ran against walls with both Micro Emacs and with Org, where I had the feeling I don't have enough freedom to do everything that I want, and so I switched to Perl on one side and to Emacs on the other side. So that's what it was. So Micro Emacs absolutely had the function to pull me into Emacs, but it's not that I had specific Micro Emacs features that would have triggered me to do something for Org mode. I think that would be the answer to your question.
All right, thanks.
Are you a user of Micro Emacs, George?
I posted the source to CompSource's Amiga in 86 and I was somewhat responsible for it being in the wild.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I wasn't really aware it made the connection to your name.
We've all moved on and the world is a better place.
Yeah, no, I actually did use it for something like, I think, 6 years as my only and main editor before I made the switch.
No, I put it out to the list. David Lawrence ran with it, and, you know, that was the end of it.
Yeah. And I actually implemented something like FlySpell for Micro Emacs. I remember doing that at some point.
Yeah, no, I don't want us to get stuck on this. I don't want us to get stuck on this. So.
Yeah, good.
But thank you for Org Mode.
Yeah, you're most welcome.
For Micro Emacs, actually, I also tried it once. It feels like at home after Emacs, of course. The major downside was at this point is that there is no UTF support, I think. So that was like, unfortunately, that's not going to work then.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to disconnect now. But it was really fantastic to listen to your talk. I wish you all the best, Ihor. I'm sure that Org Mode is a good hand with you.
Thank you for joining, and nice to meet you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Okay, so there are still people in the room, so if you want to ask questions, you're free to do it. I think there's one unanswered question in the Etherpad also. Let me see. It's probably awkward. Answer. Okay, I can answer and then probably answer in the answer for this one. So there's a question about from a person. I spent some time writing a library for myself, which involved working with Org files. One thing I struggled with was finding a good source of reference code which demonstrated idiomatic usage. There is particularly well written code bases for review by others. That's a good question. We have some wiki pages. I'll put it in the answer later. You can also check org mode code, but not usually in org element there are good usages and in org expert. Otherwise, maybe something from Alpha Papa, but I need to check that and probably reply later. Otherwise, that's all. So I'm going to end this. Bye-bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.